Welcome to Virtual Worship. My name is Julie Murray, and I serve on the Personnel Committee. It is my privilege to share with you our welcome statement. We, the people of the Church of the Nativity, United Church of Christ, believe that all people are of sacred worth. Therefore, we warmly welcome people of every age, language, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical and mental ability, economic means, marital status, and family structure into the full fellowship, membership, leadership, ministry, worship, online or in person, and sacramental life of our congregation. We commit ourselves to continuing conversation and growth as we seek to be the loving and inclusive faith community that we believe God is calling us to be. As we gather in worship today, we welcome seekers, doubters, and believers. We also understand that we come together from different experiences. Some of us have had a wonderful week, others not so great. Some are happy, others sad. Some hopeful, others discouraged. Nevertheless, as we say in the United Church of Christ, no matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you're welcome here. Pastor Ruth will now share some announcements.
Thanks for connecting with us for this virtual worship. My name is Ruth Snyder, and I serve as the pastor for Church of the Nativity, United Church of Christ. Today, we have the opportunity to celebrate Pentecost, which is often called the birthday of the church. The color for the day is red, and you'll see that our church is decorated for the occasion. Providing music for today is our music director, Mike Copps, on the organ, and our praise team director, Sean Irwan, on the keyboard. They've prepared special music with both of them playing duets. I'm calling it the Dueling Keyboards. Thanks for sharing your talents with us today. Let's worship.
Thank you. Miss Carissa, and today is one of my favorite days of the whole church year. And you may notice behind me these really amazing decorations that we have up. And if I was going to have a birthday party, I would probably want really great decorations too. And interestingly enough, today is kind of the birthday of the church. Today is Pentecost Sunday. And that was the day when the Holy Spirit came to all of the believers. And if I was having a birthday party, I would want Mr. Lang to decorate, because didn't he do an amazing job? He really did. Now, we can't have a proper birthday party without birthday hats, right? That's kind of a thing. So, I have made a very special birthday hat just for Pentecost. Okay? So, here it is. Now, this is my Pentecost Flames hat. And one of the ways we represent the Holy Spirit is by flames. Sometimes we call them tongues of fire because they kind of look like little tongues. And sometimes we represent Pentecost with a dove, and sometimes a dove and flames. And you may have seen this before in Sunday school. And we often wear red on Pentecost, like I am doing, and you'll see Pastor Ruth will have a red stole, and Mr. Mike and Mr. Sean are wearing red also. And it just helps us to remember what happened that day. And it's one of my favorite stories in the Bible because the Holy Spirit came and God was able to speak to all of these various different people from all different places. So, you know, today's language, we might say we had people from Buffalo and we had people from California and people from Boston and people from Europe and maybe South America, and they all speak different languages. And God was able to speak to all of them in a way that they could understand. And what it reminds us of is that God loves everybody equally. And no matter what we might see happening in our world, no matter what color your skin is, or who you love, or where you live, or what language you speak, God loves you, and God loves everyone. And all of the believers were blessed that day. And we celebrate it still today as the church, as our birthday, because it's the day when we were reminded how God and the Holy Spirit break down all of these walls that try to keep us separate from each other. And we're one big family through our love of Christ. And that's because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you want to make a cool hat like this, that would be really fun, and I'd love to see a picture. But if you don't, I have a really fun other idea. Next time you have a red popsicle, or a red candy, or maybe a fireball, and you know how your tongue turns red when you have those things, and you stick your tongue out and you remember those tongues of fire for the Holy Spirit, and remember that God loves everyone just as much as everyone else. Will you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, for the love that you showed that day to the believers, and that you still show to us today, that all of us are accepted and all of us are loved, no matter who we are and what we look like and what we believe. You think we are special. And let anytime we see flames, remind us of the Holy Spirit and the love that you have for us. Thank you for all the people that show us that, our teachers, our parents, our family, and our church. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our Bible encounter for today is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. It is the story of the first Christian Pentecost, where the Spirit of God came upon the disciples and everyone who gathered heard the news of God's love in Christ in their native languages. Today, these verses will be read by members and friends of Nativity here in Western New York and throughout the world. Some of the readers have been to Western New York as foreign exchange students who lived with Nativity families. You will see the English translation for the new revised standard version.
فوقف بطرس مع الأحد عشر ورفع صوته وقال له
¿Qué querría
¿Qué querría decir? 前方吹过的响声，从天而来，充满了他们坐在里面的铮锵不羁。又有火焰般的石头显现出来，分别落在他们的个人身上，他们都被圣灵充满。
Or, il y avait en ces jours à Jérusalem des Juifs, hommes pieux de toutes les nations qui sont sous le ciel. Au bruit qui eut lieu, la multitude accourut, et elle fut confondue parce que chacun les entendait parler dans sa propre langue. Ils étaient tous dans l'étonnement et la surprise. Et ils se disaient les uns les autres, « Voici ces gens qui parlent. Ne sont-ils pas tous des Galiléens ? Et comment les entendons-nous dans notre propre langue à chacun ? Dans notre langue maternelle. »
Parthians, Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power.
Todos estaban asombrados y perplejos, y se preguntaban unos a otros, ¿qué querría significar todo aquello? Pero algunos se reían y decían, están borrachos.
فوقف بطرس مع الأحد عشر ورفع صوته وقال لهم أيها الرجال اليهود وساكنون في أورشليم أجمعوا لا يكن هذا معلومة عندكم وأصغوا إلى كلامي لأن هؤلاء ليسوا سكارى كما أنتم تظنون لأنها كانت الساعة التاسعة صباحا بل هذا ما قيل يقيل النبي
Und es soll geschehen in den letzten Tagen, spricht Gott. Ich will ausgießen von meinem Geist auf alles Fleisch. Und eure Söhne und eure Töchter sollen weissagen. Und eure Jünglinge sollen Gesichter sehen. Und eure Ältesten sollen Träume haben. Und auf meine Knechte und auf meine Mägde will ich in denselben Tagen von meinem Geist ausgießen. Und sie sollen weissagen.
Nami nitatoa ajabu katika mbingu juu na ishara katika nchi chini. Damu na moto. Na mvuke wa moshi. Jua litageuka kuwa giza. Na mwezi kuwa damu. Kabla ya kuja ile siku ya Bwana iliyo kuu na iliyo dhahiri. Na itakuwa kila atakayeliitia jina la Bwana ataokolewa. Kila atakayeliitia jina la Bwana ataokolewa. Hallelujah.
So ends our hearing of these ancient words. May God's Spirit open our hearts and minds to understand the meaning they may hold for us today.
I think one of the most challenging aspects of this COVID-19 pandemic, at least for me, is a feeling of powerlessness. There's this virus that I can't even see, and it's around, and it kills people or makes them very, very sick. And I could be an asymptomatic carrier and hurt somebody unintentionally. It's scary, and I feel powerless in the midst of it. And then this week, it was just awful watching the video of the death of George Floyd, who died at the hands of the very people that we entrust to provide safety and protection in our communities. And what has happened now is that people are protesting, which is right and understandable, but then there have been violent protests that have come out of those. And they're happening all over the country, and it's frightening to remember some of the protests that we've experienced in the past and how that has so damaged communities with fires and looting. And I feel powerless. I know that it's coming out of the frustration of the problem of race that we have in our country. How do we fix it? We've been struggling with it for 400 years, and we haven't solved it. I feel powerless. And I was thinking about that as I was thinking about this story that we heard in Acts of the Christian Pentecost. Now, Pentecost was a harvest festival for the Jews, and they would come together to celebrate in Jerusalem. Now, the disciples of Christ, they were there too, but they're kind of hiding out because they're still trying to figure out everything that was going on. They felt powerless, I think. They must have, that they had followed Jesus for 3 years and had been a part of his ministry, but then he was killed at the hands of the Romans, at the hands of the state, and he was killed violently. Now, there's some evidence of stories that they had experienced the presence of Christ in some kind of resurrected form. But then he wasn't going to be there forever. He was going to be back in heaven with God, or back with God, however that happens. And so, what next? Do they just go back to fishing or tax collecting, or was there still something they could do? They felt powerless. And then what happened was they were gathered in this room, and all of a sudden there was this wind that was powerful, and it was the spirit wind. And that wind came from God from the very beginning of creation and brought order out of chaos. And it was now bringing a spirit of power to these followers of Jesus who suddenly felt their voice come. And they began to speak in languages not just of their primary language, but they began speaking in languages that they didn't even know. And those who were gathered outside heard this ruckus, the flames, the tongues of fire, all this wind and such, and they gathered around and they began to hear these followers of Christ speaking, and they heard about the love of God they heard in their own language. And the Spirit began to come upon them. And then over the next weeks and months and years, the message of God's love that was so visibly understood in the person of Jesus got passed along from person to person to person. And they didn't have the internet or email or texting or any of that. They told the stories that people told and others, and they went on. And it's gone on for 2,000 years, and we are here today because of their witness. That's a powerful spirit. They had felt powerless, but now they felt empowered by the Spirit of God, and they moved into all kinds of action. And Christianity down through the years has certainly had its ups and downs. And it certainly has gone off the path on certain occasions, but it has also done amazing things because people have been filled with the Spirit to care for people, to create facilities to care for the poor and to bring healthcare and all kinds of amazing things into our world. Now, on this Pentecost, the Spirit of the God is stirring within us to empower us to be God's people in our world today. Here at Nativity, we're trying to figure out how do we be the welcoming, nurturing, empowering community of faith, caring, grace, love, justice, and peace into our community and world in the midst of a pandemic. We're looking at how is it that we are called, what is God calling us to do and to carry out this mission when we can't gather and do what we've always done. This week, we've been talking and we're brainstorming in a Zoom meeting about, well, we've got a lot of grass and we've got the Hoover Field in our backyard. People could come together if they're socially distanced and particularly if they're outdoors. So what if we invited people who are knitters to come together? And they could be spread apart, and they could knit, and they could have conversation, because seeing people in person is just different than seeing them through a lens on a camera or video, or a computer screen or cell phone. And they could talk, and they could support each other. And they could knit hats and scarves for Friends of the People, Friends of the Night people, so 6 months, 7 months from now, people would be warm. The Spirit of God can be at work. And so we're trying to figure out all of that. How the Spirit that brings us together, that breaks down the barriers between rich and poor and young and old and men and women and people in this country and that country, brings us together. That's what the Spirit of God does. I'm just astounded at the way you're hearing our reading for today from Acts 2, that we are connected with some of our former exchange students who are now back in their countries of origin, and yet they were willing to record and send to us for today the reading from Acts 2. Of that first Pentecost. And it becomes clear how small the world is and how languages can be overcome and how the power of the Spirit works to draw us together in community. We're a little late recording today, and that was because Mike, the videographer, and I took time out to watch the launch of SpaceX. And it went successfully, and that was great. And what we're amazed about is that we had NASA, a government agency, and SpaceX, a business corporation, and they worked together for the first time this is happening. And they've been years in the making, and they've got dreams that they're dreaming and visions that they have of what's going to come as a result of that partnership. And because they're coming together in a new way, there's a power. Mike even pointed out, we saw the flames as the rocket went up. Spirit at work in our world today. We have to deal with this COVID-19 virus. We have to deal with the issues of racism. We have to deal with the reality that the COVID-19 has made it very clear that there are people who are working very, very hard and still don't have enough to live or enough health care or what it is that they need in order to live the abundant life that God wants us all to live. We have work to do. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is alive in our day and our age, and will guide and direct and empower and strengthen each of us and our world to dream dreams and to see a vision and to join in God's vision for the world. And so it is that even though these problems exist, we are not powerless. The Spirit is at work in each of us and in our world. Let us be together in prayer. Spirit of God, we take a moment to breathe. We breathe in your breath that fills us and all of earth and creation. Blow in and around and through each of our lives and the world as a whole with your transformational power of your love. Spirit of God, place within us your visions and dreams, and give us the desire, the courage, and the strength to work for them. Spirit of God, bring your wisdom to leaders and citizens of our communities, our countries, and our world. Spirit of God, hear our individual prayers of thanksgiving and of need as we spend a moment in silence. Spirit of God, hear us as we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Many thanks to those who are supporting our mission to be a welcoming, nurturing, empowering community of faith carrying Christ's love, justice, and peace into our community and world. Donations and offerings can be made using the donate button on our website or mailing a check to Nativity. Your generosity is greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
now, go into the God's world filled with the spark of the Holy Spirit. Let love guide your actions. Listen to the Spirit of truth. Spread the peace of Christ wherever you go, and remind everyone you meet that each one is a beloved child of God. Amen.